Benson's Lost Inns and Pubs, the Red Lion Inn, and there's an old photograph showing the location. Next time you're in the High Street, stop at the top of Mill Lane and look at the building on your left. Then imagine you're back in 1750 and look out for the coach emerging from the stables at the rear of the building, then hurtling off down Mill Lane on its way to London. Yes, this building was the famous Red Lion Inn. And opposite over the road was the taproom, selling beer to the many workers who earned their livings from the inn. The original building of the inn dates back to the early 17th century, and maybe even the 16th, situated in a prime position where the coaches between Oxford and London made the turn down Mill Lane. The Red Lion did very well out of the opening of the Turnpike Road in 1736 and the rapid growth of the coach trade in Benson. By 1750, it was possible to travel from Oxford to London in a single day, and some 50 coaches a day ran through Benson. It had several facelifts, of course, with the current grand curving frontage a late 18th century attempt to outdo its rivals in Benson, probably when life got tough, when the coaches started using Old London and Old London Road and Crown Square instead of Mill Lane. However, the Red Lion Inn was obviously famous before all this, as in November 1642, it was briefly the court of King Charles. It was from here at the start of the Civil War that King Charles I wrote to the Mayor of Reading from our court at Benson, instructing him to have Caversham Bridge repaired quickly, at your utmost peril, to ease the passage of the Royal Army to London. The name Monarch's Court refers to this. Some famous Benson names ran the inn. Ralph Quelch in the early 1600s, James Kemp in the 1700s before it hit hard time, with William Adams going bankrupt in 1777. However, it was still a grand building, and when it was auctioned as unlicensed in 1827, it had stabling for 60 horses, lofts, a granary and a coach shed. However, the arrival of the GWR trains in Wallingford in 1840 sounded the death knell for all Benson's coaching inns, and the Red Lion faded into memory. Although the Red Lion beer house over the road survived as a pub until the 1950s. Much more information on the Red Lion and on the families mentioned can be found on our website, BensingtonHistoryGroup.org, and that's by Dave Rushton.